I'm the last one to ever be a conspiracy theorist, but if there is one thing I have a high confidence interval in, it is that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files in a pretty nasty way. And that is simply due to the way he has abused power dynamics openly throughout his entire career, even before he entered public life. His open and brazen abuse of power dynamics, like bragging on Howard Stern's show, that he walks into beauty pageants that he owns because he can just see these underage girls dressing, he owns it, he doesn't care, that indicates that he thinks, because he's a powerful man, he can just abuse whatever he wants. Then 3 15-year-olds came out and said that Donald Trump walked in on them while they were changing in his beauty pageant. Why do you think this grown man owned multiple separate beauty pageants? Miss Teen, Miss Universe, Miss This, Miss That. It is highly, highly creepy. Then the Access Hollywood tapes of Donald Trump bragging openly that he grabs women because they let him do it. You look at that through the power dynamic lens and you realize this man is somebody who will openly abuse everything. That is why his administration is corrupt. That is why he abuses the DOJ, the FBI. Obviously, it's a little bit different. I'm not comparing these two things directly, but the abuse of power is still there. It's integral to who he is, and it always has been. So when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein's friendship with Donald Trump, none of this is to downplay Bill Clinton or the numerous other Democratic names you could throw out. This isn't even partisan. Like, I don't even care if Democrats are on the list, because that is still disgusting to me. I don't care that they're a Democrat. They should still be thrown in jail. Doesn't matter. Nonpartisan, of course. If Bill Clinton is all throughout the list and his best friends, as he is rumored to be, he should be given just as much justice as Donald Trump. But the unique focus on Trump is because of how he seems to get away with things. There is this double standard that exists when he has more photos of him and Epstein than him and most of his kids. He has more photos of him and Epstein than Bill Clinton has with Epstein. He was with Epstein and is in his little black book, is in most of the flight logs. He sent these handwritten notes to Jeffrey Epstein with like pubic hair on it after Jeffrey Epstein groomed Virginia Giuffre out of the Mar-a-Lago spa. You see how disgusting this is, right? He said that Jeffrey Epstein likes them young because he knew. So if I'm going to be honest, about 5 years ago, I was rather agnostic about how deeply involved Donald Trump was in Jeffrey Epstein's death. I mean, in 2021, 2022, a lot of the investigations were still going on, and I err on the side of not being a conspiracy theorist. I err on the side of thinking that we should be truthful, factual, and not jump to conclusions. Like, I fought with my audience a lot about whether the 2024 election was stolen. I said, no, there's not enough evidence. There's not enough court cases. You can look it up. The court cases got shot down. Nobody actually pushes it. So I'm a rather skeptical person, but on this particular issue of the Epstein files and Donald Trump's repeated behavior throughout the years, I think it becomes increasingly obvious. My question is, to Trump supporters watching, if you were driving your daughter over to her friend's house and you find out on the way over that her friend's father has been accused by 20 different women, liably, of sexual abuse. He has bragged about grabbing women and walking on women because he has the power to do it and because they let him do it. And over, he has made repeated derogatory comments towards women like quiet piggy. Would you let your daughter go over there? Or even better yet, if that were her gym teacher, would you let her have that gym class? Or your son? I mean, it doesn't matter, but I mean, daughter obviously is a bit more applicable. Obviously, no. Nobody would let that happen. And that is the President of the United States doing this stuff. What does he do every single time he sees a woman reporter? One time he yelled, "You are a terrible, terrible person." One time he yelled, "You're a terrible reporter." He yelled, "Quiet piggy," at a woman reporter. It is always deriding, negative comments that we see. And the pattern there is no coincidence. By the way, if you appreciate my yapping, my long form yapping videos where it's just like 9 minutes of me hitting it with the facts, and drop a like, subscribe, and drop some blue hearts. But to continue, I'm going to say a controversial statement. I think that the average child would be safer with an undocumented immigrant. The average undocumented undocumented immigrant in the United States than they would be with Donald Trump. The average undocumented immigrant commits crimes at a 2.5 times lower rate than the average U.S. citizen. Property crimes at a 2.9 times lower rate, drug crimes at an even lower rate, violent crimes at a lower rate. Donald Trump has been accused of more sexual abuse crimes than the average United States citizen. So when you compare the average undocumented immigrant, they come in lower, to Donald Trump, who comes in higher with his abuse of power dynamics, it's pretty obvious. The average illegal or undocumented immigrant does not have a power dynamic to abuse. Trump is the one who is abusing his power dynamic to demonize immigrants, demonize other minorities, and oftentimes abuse people. And this brings me on to the full Epstein timeline. I mean, think about this. Pam Bondi in February said that the Epstein list is on her desk. And then in May, Donald Trump's FBI sat down and said, "Sir, you're in this list." They were then ordered to go to Winchester, Virginia. You can look all of this up. This is all reported. The FBI in Winchester, Virginia began to mass redact the Epstein files. They spent $1 million doing this at Donald Trump and Cash Patel's behest. Then Cash Patel and Dan Bongino got into falling out because they really wanted to release the Epstein files in some sort, but then no. Pam Bondi says, "No, we're not doing this." Then Pam Bondi says the Epstein files don't really exist. Then remember, Elon Musk comes out and says, "Time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files." Again, you can look all of this up. We were all here when this happened. After Elon Musk said that, it reignited a firestorm of questions. Pam Bondi then had like knives raining down of questions, and she had all the controversy on her. Pam Bondi really got a lot of the heat when she was just a lightning rod for Donald Trump, who was covering something up. I guess the entire thesis of this video is what the title is. He's in the files. Every single point of evidence, not conspiracy theories, but points of evidence like his abuse of power dynamics, his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, his knowledge, Jeffrey Epstein's emails with Ghislaine Maxwell and other powerful people that said Donald Trump knows about the Epstein files. Well, I guess that's not what he said at the time, but he said that Donald Trump knows about the girls. That is the exact quote from Jeffrey Epstein. So when Donald Trump knew about the girls, there's very clearly something he's trying to hide and redact in these files. We even know that large GOP donors have been accused of being in the files. And again, I'm not trying to make this partisan, but that could reveal the incentive structure at play. If a large GOP donor who donates to Trump is trying to get him to cover up the files, then that could lead to Mike Johnson, Congress members, MAGA Congress members, all the powers that be in Congress on the right, trying to play cover-up. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos coming from the Adam Mockler channel, all that I ask is that you drop a like, subscribe. We have some amazing debates coming in the month of December, a nice cozy Christmas studio that I'll be back at tonight. We have our debate show that we're going to continue hammering home on, more CNN hits, hopefully. Inshallah, we're going to continue to rip this. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.